Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Outside the Box. We thank you for listening in. It is me, Lady Too True, aka Trebian J. We got an awesome series that we've been working on, and I am so excited to share with you guys. We're talking about how to maintain your focus and mental toughness. Of course, we all deal with so many different things in our day-to-day lives. We all have different experiences that contribute to our way of thinking, I would say. We all do. We all have those moments of adversity. We all have those moments of tragedy and grief. And I believe that when we look at the circumference of everything that we may experience or deal with in life, we can really begin to identify with some of our resilience, with some of our qualities that we have when it comes to the area of mental toughness that we may not be that aware of. But I do want to share with you all some techniques that have worked for myself when it comes to maintaining your focus, when it comes to having utilizing that mental toughness that we may not sometimes recognize that we actually have and possess within our ability to just overcome obstacles, our abilities to just be resilient in every situation. And of course, that sounds like it's too good to be true, but I assure you that we can discipline ourselves as well as our mind and our environment and our spirits to be able to be resilient in those areas when we are facing uncertainty, when we are facing things that doesn't feel good to our emotions, doesn't feel good to our physical environment. And it is not easy, but I will say this, that some of those obstacles are definitely necessary when it comes to our overall awareness of our ability to just be resilient and adapt. And when I speak of an adapt, I don't mean just a conforming or a tolerance of things that are not right or things that are, you know, that are not bringing you justice in your life. So I just want to share with you guys about some experiences that you all may have or have experienced that can contribute to your mental toughness as well as helping you maintain that focus. And that could be just with getting a task done that you set for yourself or a goal done that you set for yourself, from something simple or minute. It doesn't have to be major, but sometimes it can be major as well. We want to sometimes maintain, I want to say sometimes, but at all times, try to be in control of our emotional intelligence and try to maintain our focus and things that we know is going to be life worthy and beneficial to our lives. And that can be different
from person to person. That can definitely be different from person to person. So what that looked like for you and what that looked like for someone else can vary, can definitely vary. I would say a lot of things are contributing factors to being able to maintain our resilience or our mental toughness or our spiritual ability to tap into our faith and to tap into who we are as human beings, as well as where our belief systems lie, is important. So being able to have that, I would say, that morale, that integrity morale to yourself as to when I'm pushed up against the ropes, am I going to uphold my integrity or uphold my morale and what that is for you and what that looks like for you. I would say a lot of times it is important that we understand the role that fear plays in our life, and that's why I speak of being fearless. But having the fear as in reverence when it comes to God, but not dealing with fear in retrospect as to how it approaches your mindset and how it affects your ability to move forward or how it brushes up against the very thing that you're trying to do. And that sometimes may be labeled as the resistance that we feel. You know, we all have that good emotion. We all have that feeling that when we're happy or that dopamine that comes and say, okay, that chemical is released in our brain and we're feeling good. And then you have the resistance of that. And sometimes fear can project and become that resistance, and we need to be aware of how to overcome that and understand that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, peace, and a disciplined mind. So to be able to understand it and identify with those levels of emotion that, or that resistance that may be coming at you to cause you to feel afraid or cause you to not operate in your belief system or operate in the faith system, the confidence system. A lot of times people can identify their faith as confidence to say, okay, well, I exude this amount of confidence because I've done training, or I've exuded this amount of confidence because I'm working on how I view myself and my perception. To build that morale within yourselves is so important. And I always say all the time that the most important perception that you have is the one that you have of yourself. And a lot of times we can get so caught up on other people's perception of us or how they see us or how they view us or how they, if they get us, if we're accepted or not. But it is important to understand that your perception of you is the greatest perception, is the greatest opinion to have. So it's important to do that self-discovery. It's important to do that self-work when it comes to how you think about you. And transforming the thoughts that you have concerning you into seeing yourself in the true light that you are, in the positive light that you are, in the I am state, which I am is a state of creation, right? So when we say I am, it is creating, right? I am love. I am positive. I am overcoming, right? So you put that on. And you create that within yourself. The Bible says that so a man thinketh, so is he. So it is profound to understand that we do have the ability to create with our words and with our thoughts, because our thoughts become our words, and our words become our actions, and our actions become our habits. So it is very, very important to understand the language in your heart and to understand how you see yourself and what you're speaking concerning yourself, not to negate from those emotions that you may feel that may not all the time translate to be positive or may not all the time translate to be what you or what we may desire them to be, okay? It's okay to be able to sit with those emotions and say, okay, I am acknowledging the fact that this particular experience made me feel negatively in this way, right? Or made me view a certain situation or person in a different light. But we do have the ability to translate that and sit with that and acknowledge how those experiences made us feel. And we also have the power to navigate and change those feelings from a negative to a positive by how we choose to deal with that adversity, by how we choose to take it on in some way. And we don't have to hold on to those broken things and pieces and offenses and feelings and embody them. However, we can acknowledge that this hurts, you know, no different than if you stump your toe or if you smash your finger in a drawer or a door and you're like, oh, ow, you know, I wasn't anticipating on that happening, but I am aware this hurts. Ow, this affects me, this hurts. But to understand that that pain does not have to navigate throughout our day or our week or our month or our year, depending on the pain level of what was caused, because sometimes those unexpected things does hurt. And we can acknowledge that. We can go, ow, whew, you know, and gird up ourselves to be able to move forward accordingly. And I think that it's important to do that within our mindsets and our spirits and our emotions, so that we can understand that we do have the ability to control how we react. We may not have the ability to control certain situations and environments, but we definitely have the ability to control how we react. And sometimes we can react without being reactive. And what I mean by that is that being explosive when it comes to our tolerance or when someone reacts in a certain way, that can be a trigger for you, you know. So when it comes to us being aware of what those patterns are within ourselves and understanding our levels of hurt and frustration and how to cope and have healthy coping skills to deal with certain things. And I think that is important in it to explore when it comes to that. Now, I would say regarding to mental toughness, we all, I would say, as human beings, have a level of mental toughness. And that can be from dealing with an employer. That can be from dealing with your husband or your spouse or your significant other or children. It could be with dealing with a lot of different things and experiences that come along our way that you responded to in a way that you may not expect it. And it could have been, oh, wow, I never thought that I would be able to survive that experience. You know, it could be a lot of different things that may have induced levels of trauma into our mind, into our implicit and explicit memory. So I believe that our implicit and explicit memory does play a part when it comes to our mental toughness. It does play a part into what we hold on subconsciously and consciously as to, you know, hey, if I'm riding the bike for the first time, how many of us can remember the feeling of getting on that bike for the very first time and not feeling secure, you know, wanted to be stable on this bike without falling and learning how to ride and learning how to navigate in that experience is, you know, is a part of our implicit and explicit memory. And saying that once you learn how to ride that bike, you automatically get on that bike and you know how to do it. So sometimes our experiences, even though we may have fear, even though we may have uncertainty of how it's going to play out, when you have that support system or when you feel protected or you feel like I have this balance when navigating the imbalance, you know, until I get a steady pace, I'm going to need some assistance. And sometimes we have to be aware of that. And it's good to be aware of that consciously as well as subconsciously to know that we're going to have these moments. And I'm just metaphorically speaking, when it comes to the memory of learning how to ride a bike for the first time. And so sometimes when we're navigating through those challenging experiences, that can resonate with you as to how to overcome some of those obstacles that you may not foresee knowing how to do in the beginning. But understanding that with our mind and with our brain and our spirit and our way of thinking, it can help us learn how to ride that bike of critical thinking, learning how to ride that bike of emotional intelligence, learning how to ride that bike of maintaining your mental toughness. Not to say that you're going to become a board where you're just objects that's constantly being thrown at you for you to navigate and catch. But at the same time, to understand that there are certain goals that we set for ourselves that we want to accomplish. And that goal could be completing school. It can be getting a job or purchasing a home. It could be something physical. But most importantly, it needs to be something within our spirits and within our mindsets that is going to cause our mind to shift and elevate to the highest level of thinking, the highest level of feeling good about oneself. And I think that it is important that whatever you go through, no matter, it may not feel good to you, and it may not be good to you, but it can work for your good and be good for you. And what I mean by that is that with some situations that can be a mental workout, right, where it's challenging you to be more mindful, to have that open mind, to be more fluid-minded, right, because we have a memory muscle and we have things that challenge us. And that can be for the good or it can be for the bad. But we want to always transition things for it to be for the better of who we are and for it to make us better and not bitter, okay? And we do need that resilience. We do need that some of those challenging moments to equip us and to make us more resilient and strong and learn how to utilize the tools that we have available to beat that and apply and apply it to our life situations when we know. And I think that sometimes it's difficult when you don't know what to do and you don't know how to respond in those senses of when you're dealing with adversity or you're dealing with those in certain situations. And it can be very, very tasteful and very can be training if we look at it sometimes from a view of being out of control versus of maintaining what we can control. And what we can control is our ability to shift our minds into thinking the very best. And it may not always be easy, but it's important to understand why we need those good thoughts to mediate the things that is not going right in our life. Because our mind has power, okay, and so does our words have power. So how we see things and how we view them, be it good or bad, is it plays a part into how things happen. And sometimes things don't happen the way that we may want them to or even expect them to in all cases. But in the most cases, all things work for the good of those that love and are called according to his purpose. And it is my understanding that God created us all. He conformed us into our mother's womb. He breathed his life into us. And to whatever aspect that we can divulge and understand that we are a part of life's creation, we have the ability to create. And we can definitely navigate our situations and have more autonomy over what happens in our lives and not feel like that we don't have autonomy over our decisions or our reactions, because we do have complete autonomy over our reactions. And even when they're not the best suited reactions, we can take those moments as teachable moments and say, you know what, how could I have responded better? What can I do in the future? How can I learn to navigate things in a way that's going to be beneficial for my mind, my body, and my spirit, you know, without developing negative habits and patterns. Because our mindset and how we view things, it definitely becomes a pattern. And we want it to be a pattern of growth. We want it to be a pattern of growing in a direction that is life worthy, that is bringing life and giving life and sustaining life in the aspect of, when I speak of life, I'm speaking of your ability to create, to live, to exist, to exceed and to be happy and have joy and to be the fullest version of who you are, as well as help others around you in this living environment that we are in. So I do want to encourage you all just to be open-minded and have mindfulness in those areas where we always sometimes can see the threat, right, when it comes to the difference if you have a home alarm system and you want to protect your home from a home invasion or a burglar coming in. You know, you want to be protected from the threat. So what I'm going to say that sometimes our negative thinking can be a threat to our success. It can be a threat to how we perceive information and as well as give it. And it's important to be able to utilize that critical thinking and that emotional intelligence to be able to unpack certain things that are for you and that are not, you know, no different from discarding the meat from the bones and understanding what it is I need to hold on to and what it is that we definitely need to let go. And what is a part of our resilience? What is a part of us becoming our best version of ourselves, no different than being sanded and being smoothed down? And those experiences are very uncomfortable, but sometimes it's for our making and not for our breaking, for us to be able to be more soothed and smooth in our approach and to be able to be and have more clarity in our mind. So I would say some anxiety promote productivity, you know, that pushes you, no different than your, you know, when you get angry and your adrenaline, or when you get excited and your adrenaline rushes and you have that promotion into that area. You know, some anxiety, some levels of stress can promote productivity and push us in a direction that we may not have foreseen us going through or to and overcoming. And say, hey, well, we talk to a lot of people that may have been successful in one area or another. I'm sure that they will have a story attached to that success. And 9 times out of 10, it would be a story of an adversity, of the pushback that they had to overcome. Because some of the pushback is not to break you as an individual. It is to push you into knowing and seeing your true potential and how limitless our possibilities are when we have the ability to really be in that I am state of mind, in that constant mode of creation and creating what is beneficial to our lives. So as well as our mental toughness. So we're going to go ahead and explore some more things as to that. I would say being in that I am state of mind, in that I am state of creation, when dealing with adversity, when dealing with your mental toughness, with dealing with things that come to chip away at your confidence, to be reassuring of yourself, and that sometimes you may not feel it, but it's okay if you don't feel it. You can still speak it, okay? Speak things that is not as though they were. So that means that I may be having a bad day. I may not be feeling my best. But rather than leaning in towards all of the things that is not going right in my day, we have the ability to lean towards how we want our day to be. So to say, I'm aware that my day was not the greatest, but I am an overcomer. I am a high achiever. I am confident. I am strong. And you speak those affirmations over yourself and you readjust and redirect your attention to what you have the ability to control. And that could be taking a walk. That could be going to a movie. That could be starting a new business or writing your vision or doing something that is a positive for you that's going to redirect your attention to something that is life-worthy. There's something that will cause you to have that mindfulness or to spark your creativity in an area or bring you not just moments of dopamine, of satisfaction, but something that will invoke an inspiration for you to overall, for your day to be better and for you to feel better and think better and do better. And we can do that in many different ways by identifying those patterns and ways of thinking that is going to help cultivate us becoming our very best selves and holding and maintaining that mental toughness that we need to achieve our goals. You know, we understand that
if you are working a regular 9-to-5, that you have obligations and financial obligations that you need to meet. So even when you don't feel like going to work, we go because we know that we have responsibilities hold and we want to maintain those responsibilities. So sometimes even when we don't feel like it or even when it's not the best or what we want, we do that. And that is a level of mental toughness as well. So we practice mental toughness in our everyday lives when it comes to so many different things that we may not even recognize as mental toughness. You know, having that self-control to say, I wanted to say this to a person that was disrespectful to me, but I maintained my integrity or I held my tongue. And that is a level of mental toughness and self-control to be able to display that in our daily living. And even when sometimes we do not, again, do it perfectly, we can assess and say, hey, let me always be conscious of what it is that I can do better and do differently. And that's going to be beneficial to our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual well-being. And they all go cohesively together. So you want to have an environment that is going to help cultivate us in becoming everything that we were intended to be within ourselves and creating the best life for ourselves, because life is what you make it, all right? And it begins with how we think concerning ourselves. It begins with how we see the world and that perspective of it all. And it is important to have the perspective of life when it comes to yourself. So, guys, I appreciate you tapping in. Join me later this week. We're going to continue this series for how to maintain your focus. Please call in. Share your experiences with me. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear from you on how you maintain your focus and how what that is for you day-to-day wise. And we can be like iron sharpening iron and helping one another maintain our accountability to accomplish our goals. Well, thanks for joining me on Outside the Box. Be you, be great. You're powerful. You got this. Maintain your focus this week. I am praying for you guys. I love you guys. Good day.